The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
The hour on My Cool Inventions with the wandering in Doug Steffen and John Cremins. Yes.
How's it going?
Hey, John, how are you today?
Very good. Rich, you sound younger. Or Doug, you sound younger today.
Doug sounds much younger, yeah. He's taking some pills. He's working out. He's sounding good. So Doug is off taking care of his dear little dog, Charlotte, who's had some medical issues the past couple of weeks, so he has to take care of her every now and then.
That's sad. I mean, I hope that she gets better.
She is, today she's going to have a procedure where she's going to have her other eye removed. For those who didn't hear, she was run over and lost an eye, and the other one they were not able to save. So, but incredibly, she's doing really well. I mean, dogs are an amazing, animals in general are amazing. Yeah. They are so much better than we are at adapting and just moving on with life, no matter what happens to them.
No, you're absolutely right. I had a dog. Pee-wee was his name. He was a dachshund.
Great name for a dog.
He was a dachshund. So imagine that. So, Pee-wee got both his eyes scratched out by a cat. He actually lived on for another, I think Pee-wee was another 6 years blind.
Wow. And how was he physically? Because here's the thing I'm wondering. Just to try and bring this back around to my cool inventions.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
The thing that I take away from an animal, my pug broke its leg, and she had to go 6 weeks in a cast and another 6 weeks and this and that. But they adapt.
Yeah,
and if we could learn to adapt the way that they do, no matter what gets thrown at you, we would be so much better. I mean, and some of us are capable of this, but some of us just fall apart. So when you look at this in the entrepreneurial world, how would you, I mean, you guys have been selling things for years and years and years. I come out of a sales background.
Yeah.
Being able to take whatever is thrown at you and adapt. In this world of sales and inventions and entrepreneurship, how do you take whatever is thrown at you? If you're trying to come up and a lawyer says, okay, somebody already has a patent on something close to that, how do we take this invention and adapt it so that it's new?
Well, you think about that from a pet standpoint, they don't have that kind of, that innovation. They just have to go on their life and they do it, right? I mean, they do it. We have to think about everything.
Right.
We have to come up and create stuff.
We have lawyers that we have to deal with.
Yeah, that's always first. And for some reason, even in the invention process, Rich, that's the start of the process. Once you come up with an idea, you have to immediately go to a lawyer and protect your idea intellectual property.
If you look at any successful person, that is their thing, is that they are able to adapt. They are able to take whatever situation is thrown at them, and even if it's a failure, they learn from that failure, and then they move on to the next thing.
You know, you're right. You wouldn't believe how many inventors that I've talked to over the years. And, ACOS and I have been in this for a long time, and the inventors we met 10 years ago, or even 3 years ago, and how they have changed over those 3 years. I mean, some of them have been, continued on not learning, but there are the ones that learn and they get better at their craft, they get better at their prototyping, they get better at their presentation. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I remember some of the guys that came in, that we met maybe 40 years ago, that I've heard their pitches as of to date or newer pitches, and it's amazing how far they've come.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. All right, so Doug is here now. Doug, we've been talking about how to adapt.
Who's
like
this?
Charlotte.
Who
is.
Are you people?
Yeah. What are you doing at my home?
What are you doing on my radio program? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, you get my house.
We've abducted it. We've taken it over.
Taken it away. John Cremins is the doctor of Shopology with Rich McFadden. Akos Jankura is in London selling his things, his these HSN and QVC appearances continue around the world and only around the country.
No doubt.
And so Richie and I've been listening to this conversation. Fascinating. It is.
Did you hear how it started with Charlotte?
Yeah. I've been here all along.
You know, it just kind of dawned on me that I want to be more like Charlotte and more like dogs who go through this situation.
Yeah. Adapting.
Yeah, I was telling Rich that I had a dog, Pee-wee was his name. He was a little dachshund. He was blind for 6 years. And, you know, a cat took his eyes out. And
cat did?
Yeah.
Really?
A cat attacked him. He was sitting out on the patio of our house and he got attacked. And it was unfortunate, but, I mean, he got around our house. It was a two-story house. He knew how to go up and down the stairs. He knew where he was going. He knew where his food was.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing.
And what happened when he went outside? Did he adapt to being outside pretty easily?
Actually, yeah, because, you know, we lived in the same house for years, right? Yeah. And he had for most of his life. So he kind of knew where he was going. We had to watch him, of course, but it was, it's a tough time, but it's amazing what little animals can do, you know.
Especially you put a polka dot shirt and striped pants on him, you can find him anywhere. 12 past the hour. All right, so, Richie, thank you. I wanted to spend a minute before we met our entrepreneur of the day. Today we have Cheryl Lane. This is something, I'm an arm fanatic, so I want to find out about her crazy arms and figure out what sort of potential she has for winning this week's contest on My Cool Inventions. First, though, some conversation about business and the economy. The Supreme Court, as you probably know, John, has slapped back the EPA in a ruling that basically was focused on overreach by the government. On a 5-4 decision, they agreed with some of the things that have been challenged. That is, they agreed with the administration on their point of view, but they really went after the EPA and subtly other government organizations that are way, way, way overreaching their authority, their power grabs, that sort of thing. The EPA carbon standards, are, in essence, protecting manufacturers, but it doesn't look like that. They go after the small guys. All these organizations, governmental organizations, go after the small guys, the people that we're targeting to try to encourage. Somebody sent me an email the other day and said, you keep talking about small business. You keep saying that America is the greatest place in the world for entrepreneurialism, for inventors, et cetera, et cetera. And yet at every turn, you have OSHA, you have the EPA, you have the FDA, you have all these government organizations, the government watch groups, if you will, that have so much power, so much authority, they try to regulate everything. And so the Supreme Court was asked to rule on certain EPA regulations, and they said, no, you don't have the authority to do that. You have no congressional authority at all, and you have no constitutional authority, so no. You can't do that. But one wonders, as we talk to all these people and we encourage them to start their businesses and go out on their own, what kind of hurdles they are actually going to face when it comes to the government organizations that seem to do we all. It isn't an exaggeration. They are there at the behest of the big companies that send their workers in to work in these organizations, to rule, regulate, and they come up with these regulations that are anti-small business. So how do we tell people, like our guest today who's going to join us in a little bit, that this is the right place for you to be when there are all kinds of these organizations like the EPA and OSHA trying to put all the small business people. They don't go after the big guys. They go after the little guys.
You know, I think you're right. And I think we've seen, especially with the EPA, just since the newest administration, there have been like over 20,000 pages of new regulations just from the EPA on greenhouse gases. I mean, you think about what that's doing, because all these little regulations, that means you got to get a bunch of lawyers.
Yeah.
And certainly the legal costs alone, just trying to figure out what you can do and what you can't do for a small business person.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, they can't afford it.
Every day is a new beginning for regulation galore.
Yeah, but I mean, the guys with the big pockets and the big companies, maybe not so, because they probably already have a couple of lawyers, right?
They have that, but plus the fact that most of the people that are in these positions of regulation, the rule makers, are coming from the big businesses, the big corporate investors, and the politicians. They're the big givers, and they get the access, they get the ear, and the guy who's running, let's pick a name, Monsanto. They have their people in, all of the people running the FDA, for God's sakes, and the USDA are from Monsanto. What kind of regulation do you think you're going to come out of that?
Yeah. I keep watching this, and I was kind of hoping that maybe they'd kind of start curbing back a little bit.
Well, that's what the Supreme Court ruling does.
Yeah.
It says enough already. It's time for you guys to stop.
But maybe not enough. I mean, it's a shame they can't roll some of this stuff back.
Well,
and make it more reasonable, right?
Right.
I mean, we all believe in, we all want to regulate the, the,
we don't want to destroy the planet. No, not at all.
But I mean, maybe do it in a reasonable fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because being forced by it and having the technology or the ability to do it, or the money to do it for that matter, because most of these small businesses don't have that kind of money to do that.
Not at all.
It makes it a lot tougher.
It does. All right. So there's an overview. We still want to encourage you to apply, if you will. You can go to mycoolinventions.com. When you hear the program, you hear the excitement that's around these people with the new ideas. You can go to dreambigamerica.us, another website that's associated with the invention world. The crowdfunding ideas that come out of people are amazing, too, and that's part of what we're trying to explain to people, give you ways to raise money, how to raise money so you can move your business along. I'm amazed every week we come across four or five of these people that have great ideas. They've inculcated in our minds that they have the ability to at least get to this first step and then maybe beyond. What's at stake here, once you listen to the people in their presentation, you can text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. We have daily winners, weekly winners, monthly winners. Monthly prize winner gets $20,000 in help and support for their companies. 18 after the hour. My Cool Inventions, Doug Steffen and John Cremins here.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, ends 6/29. Details in store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer is about the map. It was Boston.
If your car broke down right now, could you pay for the repairs? Did you know the average cost to replace a transmission is $2,500 and an air conditioning compressor costs $1,600? Call AutoSave Go today and have your covered repair bills paid for when your vehicle breaks down. If your car has less than 125,000 miles and is 2002 or newer, AutoSave Go offers affordable coverage that can save you thousands in auto repair bills. Coverage pays for parts, labor, diagnostics, taxes, and in most cases, even 24/7 roadside assistance. It's easy to qualify, and unlike other companies, we offer only the best coverage, always at the best price. It is unbeatable. Call AutoSave Go right now for a free, no-obligation quote. Mention this radio ad and get free 24-hour roadside assistance with your coverage. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer. For your free quote and free roadside assistance, call now, 800-260-9703. That's 800-260-9703. 800-260-9703.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now, Doug Steffen with John Cremins on My Cool Inventions. Our task here is to present to you every day a new person with a new idea. So I'm turning it over to John, who has the bona fides on Cheryl Lane.
No, we don't. I have the bona fide information, but somehow something is wrong with her phone or something.
Really?
Yeah. So we're patiently waiting for her. But actually, I think you might like this because you have an iPad, right?
I do.
Well, this darn thing, and having looked at it now on her website and kind of trying to figure out what it is, it's where you could actually have your, you know, be on your iPad and be doing it. Maybe you're sitting in a chair or something, and not have to hold it all the time with your hands.
Really?
It's actually a thing. You imagine like one of those ID straps you put around your neck,
yeah,
a little wider, and when you go to a convention or something, right? And then, but it has these little arms that come out, and they can go to in any direction you want them to. They kind of are looks like they're bendable, and they clip on to your iPad or your tablet. So you can actually have it almost like, well, I mean, I was going to say like a counter on your stomach, but you can have it lower so you can actually type on it and do it, you know, do it hands free.
That's
a great idea.
You know, it's a great idea. Speaking of the use of these contraptions, the iPad. I just went to my iPad and I put in crazy arms just to see what came up. Apparently, there's a song that was a popular Ray Price song called Crazy Arms.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what comes up first. And that brings me around to one of the things that we can help people with. If you win the contest, the weekly contest and the monthly contest, especially the monthly contest, if you get involved in that and are one of the winners, the $20,000 includes a lot of promotional help, including from people who understand how the web works, how Google works, how search engines work, so that your product will show up as number one in whatever its category once you've won, and the people that are working with you at the end of the month have, I don't understand how this all works. You probably do. You probably got it, John.
Yeah.
How you can figure out how to get your name to come up first when you search. For example, when I, at some points, I put Doug in, and it comes up before my name comes up and the radio program comes up, and I haven't even put in my last name yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that may be your browser, though, too. They just got auto-complete.
Well, that could be. What does it mean to be autocomplete?
Well, it's actually when you put something in your browser and it already knows what you... It's kind of adapting to what you look for or what you search for.
Yeah.
It'll actually add to it. So let's say it's just like when you're on your phone and you're texting. And all of a sudden it'll suggest a word or maybe spell correct a word. They're doing that now with browsers. So now your internet browser can actually be, and the newer ones that are coming out are a little bit even more adaptive to what you do. So they're almost, I want to say it's almost predicting what you're going to look for.
Really?
So evidently your browser knows you're looking for Doug Steffen all the time.
My issue. I actually am not. I don't. Oh, here, wait a minute. Oh, wait, here's another one.
Yeah?
Look at what came up when I put in Crazy Arms again. This is a website for crazy guns. Guns that have been designed, handmade guns that really look wild. There are all kinds of guns.
But you're putting crazy, right?
Craz. No, I'm not putting C. I'm putting crazarms. It isn't spelled with a C. It's spelled with a K.
Oh wow!
So that comes up first when you're if you're going to look for Crazy Arms, CrazyArms.
Yeah,
what came up this the second time. This is the song we're talking about.
Really?
It's a Ray Price song. Yeah. But now the second try, what I'm seeing is all sorts of handmade guns that are crazy for sure.
See, that's why you need to have your name. Make sure that your name, whatever you're going to be calling your product, has its own website.
Exactly.
It
we've
can't
learned
be
to listen.
Misspelled or,
28 after the hour on My Cool Inventions with John and Doug.
This line's boring.
Whoa. Talking Super 8 fun.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere.
Are you even listening? Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, N629. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If you're carrying emotional baggage, that's not considered a carry-on, so you won't have to pay extra. If a dog pees on your sandcastle, I'd start a new sandcastle. If you want to spend less on a hotel, keep listening by utilizing your ears.
Get up to 30% off hotels during the 4th of July sale. Hurry and book by July 4th for travel by July 9th. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else. A meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At the hour on the Good Day combined effort with My Cool Inventions, John Cremins, who has worked for a lot of the great shops, if you will, the shopping shops.
Yeah, the shopping.
So he
chain.
Brings a lot of expertise in terms of what he can sell. We'll do our daily pitch in a few minutes.
I can't wait for that. I go over last time?
You did. You were disqualified.
I felt like I went like 10 seconds over. I'm thinking, oh, no.
Uh-huh. One of the things that we like to do here in this hour of the program is not only focus on the inventors and their creativity, but also things that are affecting those people who aspire to be small business people. House of Representatives has approved some permanent small business tax breaks. So this is from the Good News Department, and those of you who don't, I don't like politics on the radio, frankly.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of listening to the same old approach. You know, it's great if you have feelings that are strong and you want to listen to it's like listening to the music you want to listen to. You want to listen to these people, the cacophony of the same old. So when you look at the headline, it says Republicans support the measure, Democrats say it for spending cuts in other areas. You know what? I say this, and I don't apologize for it, John.
Yeah.
What is it that these people think is going to drive the economy to a better place? The economy is stuck. It's flat, not only here, but pretty much all around the world. So if, in fact, and the countries where it's having the most problem is the socialized country. You look at the Western European, especially France. France is a mess. Spain is a mess. All these countries have been allowed to be, in essence, influenced or taken over by union movements that are socialistic, and they're interested in a sense, I suppose, I don't want to underplay this, but the communist ideas that come from sharing the wealth, that's great, except it doesn't encourage anybody to start new businesses. Why would you start a new business if when you create it, somebody's going to take it away from you?
Yeah, that's pretty, and that's kind of what's happening.
Right it now. Is what's happening, and then there's no encouragement for people to work hard or to do well. Everybody's protected. So there's a malaise over the European economy. There's a malaise over our economy because we've gone the same direction. This isn't the same country that was when you and I were kids. It isn't. And I don't mean to sound like some angry old white guy, no, but it is not. But,
no, in business, absolutely not. I mean now, just because of they're changing the rules every month.
Right.
Everything is changing constantly. And, you know, years ago, that wasn't the case. I mean, not when you and I were kids.
No.
You came up with a great idea, you put it together, and you went out there and hard work and preparation and sold it.
So the Wall Street Journal says that there are tax breaks now coming which will allow small business to write off more things. You know that people are always engineering the tax code. The tax code is one of the biggest shams, one of the biggest examples of social engineering that's ever appeared in our country or on the planet. It's all aimed at the tax credits for things that whoever the majority in Congress are or whoever influences them want to see happen. That's why the tax code is 64,000 pages long, because there are all of these things that are in there. There are exemptions. We're going to take this away this year. Next year we'll put something else in. So anyway, the House voted 272-144 in support of this bill. But as I said, there's a party split over to make these cuts permanent. The Democrats want the White House to have spending along with spending cuts. So we're going to cut spending here. We've got to spend more money over there.
Well, some of these guys, what they try to do is they want it to be permanent, but they want it to be permanent either after they're out of office or in that, or while they're in office, and then it changes after they're out of office.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Here's a rep from Maryland named Chris Van Hollen who said, "Whatever happened to all the rhetoric about getting our fiscal house in order? It's out the window." Well, how do you get the fiscal house in order when you're $17, $18 trillion in the hole? You get all these social programs that don't encourage people to work, and then you discourage the people who want to work and start their own business. It seems folly. It almost seems so simplistic, it's childish.
Yeah.
Think about it for a minute.
I know it just continued to be that way. I don't see any end in sight. Do you?
Well, let's say thoughts are things, and I want to think that things are changing, can change, will change. I know that my son, for example, who is in his 30s, has decided basically to drop out in terms of what he does and how he does it and with whom he works. He's worked in the system and found it to be discouraging. He's somebody who has a lot of creative juices in him, and he wants to be able to explore his future based on what he knows, what his gifts are, and he doesn't feel like he can do that in the political and governmental environment that exists. So he says, we'll figure it out. We'll figure out a way to be under the radar, to be off the screen. And a lot of people have done that.
And maybe
society is about.
Maybe that's where some of these people have gone.
Yes.
All the people that were on the unemployment rolls, that they drop off, you know, to make the unemployment rate look smaller.
Yeah.
But where did they go? I mean, are these people that are
surviving somehow?
Yeah, they're going off the grid.
Right?
They're
going
to either live with mom or dad, or they're going on their own.
And they're finding work that they can get paid. Ronald Reagan had the best idea, I think, when it came to this. And from that point to this, nobody has come back to support this idea. But basically, it involves a fair tax, not the confiscatory income tax. So that doesn't do anything except it doesn't encourage people to do their best. And most people don't look at their paycheck anyway. They don't realize how much money is being contributed or extrapolated from you to pay for government excess. So if you have a sales tax, a flat sales tax on everything except food and clothing, then everything evens out, because all those people, 100 million people, it's estimated, work at least part-time or full-time in the underground economy, so they never pay taxes.
Yeah.
But if you're going to buy something and you have to pay a tax on it, and that goes to pay the bill, then everybody's paying. Whether you're legal or illegal.
Don't you? I mean, I think
it's
now,
wonderful.
And now with all this IRS scandal, right?
Yeah.
People are starting to turn against the IRS pretty fast.
They should.
I mean,
the IRS is a scam.
So why not with the sales tax structure that we already have, that's mm-hmm. already in place, right?
Right?
Everybody, all businesses have small tax, you know, they have the small business taxes.
Right.
So that system's already in place. They could get rid of the IRS. Mm-hmm. They could charge a flat rate of 10 to 12%. Everybody pays it.
Yep.
I mean, corporations pay it.
Underground, you can't be underground. Everybody who buys something, cash, credit card, check, whatever it is, you got to pay the flat fare tax.
I think it's time for it, and I think you would. I think what would happen though is you would see business thrive. I mean, it would jump. Imagine the amount of money that they would then have to be able to spend on new equipment and other things, or better yet, you'd probably see the economy as a whole get better.
You want to hear something that really disgusts me? As I look around at the biggest problems in our country, the most evil of evil companies, Monsanto, they issued their earning report today.
Yeah.
Their earnings fell 5% in this last quarter, but their performance has exceeded what Wall Street estimates suggested they would be able to do. They have so much cash, they're going to buy back $10 billion of their own shares so they can control more in-house.
That's amazing.
So now, as a result of that, their shares went up 5%. So they had a bad report, and at the same time, they say, we're going to buy back a bunch of our shares. So instead of the stock going down because they had a bad income report, the stock went up because it looks like $10 billion worth of shares are going to be repurchased by the company.
So they're like gaming the system, right?
Yeah. Well, they are gaming it.
They're gaming it. And then you have to wonder if they're doing it, how many other of the big companies that you know, don't pay a whole lot of taxes, and what they're doing.
Well, here's the bottom line. In the last quarter, they profited $858 million on their sales. That was down from last year's second quarter. They made $909 million in profit. So the sales are in the billions, the profit in the millions. Matter of fact, revenue $4.25 billion for last year in the first quarter, $4.39 billion for the first quarter of this year.
Wow.
But the interesting thing is, and this is what's working, they saw a 16% decline in the sales of any genetically engineered corn or soy seeds, anything that had to do with GMO, they saw a big drop in purchase because the word is getting out. People don't want this stuff. But yeah, they keep jamming it down your throat.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I think it was, you see how the point of this conversation is how a company like Monsanto can, as you just said, engineer. They can fiddle around. So they have a bad quarter. They don't want to put that news out. They say, okay, we're going to buy back some of our stock. So everybody ignores what the performance of the company is, and they just say, oh, wow, this is great. I can sell my stock.
The people at the top continue to get their bonuses, and while the smaller stockholder or the smaller, you know, the business person that might have maybe their pension or their retirement in some of these companies, in the end, are going to end up paying for all this.
Yeah. Well, it's a good sign, frankly, that we see them going down. We got to encourage people to be on their own, start your own business, a garage business, seller business, something that you can do in addition to whatever it is you're doing now, so that you can be prepared to make up the difference. John Cremins, the doctor of Shopology, is going to pitch you. I'm going to pitch you. And so stand by for the pitches of the day here on My Cool Inventions.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. If you're going with a new color, test it out first. Paint a sample on a square of cardboard and hang it up in the room for a couple of days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you are ready to go. If you have more painting questions, the experts at Sherwin-Williams will help you out. With easy-to-use color selection tools, you can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams. Are you
still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Pitch time! Pitch time! You went second yesterday, so you can go first today. Every day at this time, the two of us, or if Akos is here, he gets a shot at, because this is all about pitching. Our whole livelihood depends on how well we can pitch various products. That's how it is. This is commercial radio. So here's as much time. Well, John yesterday went a little over the all 2 minutes. Right. I'm going to give you what time you need, then I'll take what's left. How's that for a deal?
Well, I'll try to keep it within two. Or right, even less than that.
John gets judged on his pitch by how much stuff gets sold. Go ahead.
Ever wanted to be a spy? Ever want to know what happens in your office when you're not there? Or what happens when the babysitter has your kids when you go out to dinner? I've got the perfect solution. It's our covert spy office recording bin. That's right. You heard me right. It's a pen, but it's a spy pen. Just like James Bond. 007, you have a pen right now that can actually record any video, any audio that's in your home. It has 4 gigabytes of memory, so that means it can do hours and hours and hours of video and audio. And the best part about it, next time you leave the office, put that pen by your desk and find out who's been getting in your candy jar. Now, normally, pens like these retail for about $199. Some of the biggest spy gadget companies in America today have them at $99. Right now, if you call us at 1-888-877-0490, this covert spy office pen is now $29.99. That's $29.99. Call us at 1-888-877-0490 or go to mycoolgadgets.com. Live like a spy. Record things like a spy. Have fun like a spy.
All right, there it is.
How was that? Yourself.
That's good. You got the phone number and everything there. All right, time for my pitch now. This is a focus on a good night's rest. Imagine you going to bed, actually sleeping through the night 7 or 8 hours. All you want is to have a good, normal night's rest. You got a good, comfortable blanket over you. You got a nice bed. You have somebody good next to you. But yet, you keep waking up. Gentlemen, stop this craziness. What you need is to join the millions of men who are experiencing a normal life once again because they use the revolutionary all-natural prostate health formula called PT9. P for prostate, T for testosterone, 9 natural ingredients. People from all over the country sending me email. Here's Richard, who's happy that I talked about PT9. He said, quote, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective. Fewer trips to the bathroom. I recommend this product to all of my friends, and they're getting onto it, and they say the results are the same thing. How can you beat it? You want to get a good night's rest, have a healthy prostate, you feed it. That's what this is about, feeding your prostate to keep it healthy for the rest of your life. Get started. If you're in your 40s, now is the time for you to pay attention to what you feed your prostate. And PT9 is backed by science, so it's guaranteed to work or your money back. That's why it's supported by Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the members of the medical team here on the Good Day program. Call now for PT9, 800-811-3790. Why wait? Call now, 800-811-3790. And when you mention you're listening to Doug Steffen, you'll get a free bonus gift. You can choose whether you want another bottle of Prostate Health, PT9, or you want a bottle of Heart Factors Plus. It's all cool. It's just the best way for you to take care of that annoying problem that so many men have. Get rid of the problem. Fix the problem. Call 800-811-3790. Product again is called PT9-800-811-3790. John, have you called that number yet?
You're like the right age. I like that.
You're the right age.
Good job.
You're the right age. You got to take care of it.
That is true. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm one day I'll reach your age. Actually, I think we're all at the same age right now. You and Akos.
Yeah. I think we're all relatively in the same time box or the same time warp, one or the other. All right, My Cool Inventions, John Creeman's Doug Steffen, 51 after the hour.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
New revelations, more complaints, and more fallout in the VA hospital scandal. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. There's a new report out released by the Office of Special Counsel that found more than 50 complaints of improper scheduling, falsification of patient records, and unsanitary work practices at VA facilities in 8 states and Puerto Rico. The epicenter of this scandal, where reports first surfaced, is the VA facility in Phoenix, and that's where a scheduler says she kept a secret list of veterans who waited months for medical care. Pauline DeWinter also said that after the scandal broke, other VA workers changed records to hide the deaths of at least 7 vets who died while waiting for treatment. Dr. Sam Foote helped blow the whistle on the scheme. He says his initial complaint was ignored, after which he was bullied by his superiors.
It was only after I went to the media that it started to get any attention, but they were harassing me after I wrote letter number 2. And eventually pretty much kind of forced me out.
As for the political fallout from this scandal, the director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics, Larry Sabato, says public outrage has crossed party lines.
Everybody is outraged, Democratic, Republican, Independent. It isn't just the 23 million veterans. Everybody thinks this is truly outrageous.
But will Democrats bear the brunt and be the ones who feel the impact of this scandal in November?
Absolutely, particularly states that have a heavy concentration of veterans.
Sabato says millions of veterans and their families could make this the biggest political issue of this election cycle. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, N629. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Every time I rev my engine down an open stretch of road, I'm glad I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because nothing feels better than saving money with Geico. Except maybe the time I saved a life. A squirrel's life. Gave that little feller mouth to mouth, and then he bit me. On second thought, saving money with Geico probably feels better.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
On Wall Street, the markets will try to bounce back today from a rough day yesterday. The Dow with a triple-digit drop, down 119 points, closing at 16,818. NASDAQ lost 18 points. S&P fell 13. Ford is expanding its recall of 2014 F-150 trucks because of a problem with an electronic power assist steering gear. Ford increased the recall from less than 400 vehicles to nearly 5,700 yesterday. Primary elections held in several states yesterday. Among the results, six-term Senator Thad Cochran, the winner of the hotly contested Senate primary runoff in Mississippi, beating Tea Party challenger Chris McDaniel in a very close vote. Longtime Congressman Charles Rangel, the winner of a Democratic primary in New York City. And some World Cup related closing notes. First, how do you pronounce that South American country spelled U-R-U-G-U-A-Y? Many of us have always gone with Uruguay, but according to the pronouncer I found on YouTube, it's
Uruguay.
All right, Uruguay it is. And the star of the Uruguay team, Luis Suarez, will most likely be banned for the rest of this World Cup after he bit the shoulder of an opponent on Italy's team yesterday. Suarez wasn't penalized during the game, but it is expected that he'll be done for the tournament. All part of the roughhousing that happens in soccer, he said. He does have a history of suspensions for biting. Uruguay, by the way, won the game 1-0, and the song you're hearing in the background is a rather appropriate one from Queen.
Another one bites the dust.
Meanwhile, with the U.S. preparing for its big showdown with Germany tomorrow, it appears World Cup fever has even reached 200 miles above the surface of the Earth, all the way to the International Space Station, where two American astronauts are ganging up on a German astronaut aboard the station.
And you better believe we'll be watching. And I think it's looking good because it's two against one up here. So I think the U.S. chances are pretty good.
That's one of the American crew members, Reed Weissman. Alex Gerst, the German astronaut, says there's a lot riding on this U.S.-Germany game.
These guys said if USA loses, they're going to shave their heads, actually. And if, of course, because I have already my head shaved, if Germany loses, then they're going to paint a U.S. flag on my head.
Hey, it's all in good fun. Shave your heads, paint your heads, but remember, no biting. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fantastic with Boston beer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.